Carl Willers is the chief curator and deputy director of exhibitions and community engagement at the Taubman. Now he's looking to engage local art patrons through October 10th with Vantage Points, contemporary photography from the Whitney Museum of Art. Willers says many of the artists whose photographs are on display began working in the 70s when photography began to be seen as more of an art form.
As you're getting into the late 70s and early 80s, the scale of photographic images increased like tremendously. The photography began to compete with large-scale paintings, filling the wall, so to speak, and a lot of the images, like in the show, are of a certain, like, sort of monumental scale.
About 20 artists have works on display until October 10th at the Taubman Museum, including Diane Arbus, Nan Golden, Andy Warhol, and Robert Mapplethorpe. You may recall his photograph of a crucifix sitting in a jar of urine was controversial, but that's what artists often want, to create a dialogue. For example, says Carl Willers about one of the photographers in the show.
Rodney Graham images of four giant oak trees from the English landscape that have been turned upside down. And the turning upside down is always a little bit... People have a lot of questions about that, but it does sort of make one look at the image anew. It sort of automatically makes it different from just an ordinary landscape.
Vantage Points is free and open to the public through October 10th. Richard Avedon, with a 1980 shot of a drifter he came across along Interstate 40, William Eggleston, and Lexington's Sally Mann are among the other featured artists.
Sally has two absolutely, you know, gorgeous photographs. I think they're both of her daughter within the Virginia landscape. I think probably very near, if not, you know, within, you know, her home and property up near Lexington. Sally really became known for these almost idyllic images of her own family.
As for Vantage Points, contemporary photography from the Whitney Museum of Art, it can be viewed Friday through Sunday at the Taubman Museum.
If there are any topics that the exhibition sort of revolves around, it's images of people and images of places and images of things that do sort of reverberate.
Chief Curator and Deputy Director Carl Willers is a busy person these days, also bringing out more of the Taubman's permanent art collection, which will soon fill two galleries organized by the time periods they came from. For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Marano.